Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural LWIM Prime podcast. This is your host and youth leader of LWIM Prime, Gio, and I am so glad that you are able to join me for this weekly podcast. I encourage you to visit our website on a continual basis because it will be updated with new resources and new podcasts and new articles which you can use for your spiritual development and growth. www.lwim.org, and you can visit our section of the page, LWIM Prime. That website again is www.lwim.org. That, of course, stands for Living Word Youth Ministries, and the Prime division of Living Word Youth Ministries is for college students. And if you are listening to this podcast, I'm hoping that this is where you are at the present time. You are visiting the universities. This section of LWIM is designed for you. It is designed to help you in your spiritual growth and maturity when it comes to the college years. We deal with heavier subjects, more mature subjects, things that you will deal with on a day-in and day-out basis during your university classes, and things that you will be enduring during these adolescent times, during these times of your life. So, without further ado, let me touch on my first subject here on the podcast. And I want to deal with the topic of knowledge versus Christ-likeness. That's right, Christ-likeness. We live in a day and age where information is virtually at our fingertips. The internet, university studies again, books, I mean everywhere. Just at the turning on of a computer, in just a couple of seconds, you can find any information that you desire via a search engine or by searching around on the World Wide Web. You can acquire basically knowledge about anything and everything. It used to be, for example, I'm a musician. I'm a drummer, and in the old days, you used to have to go to a drummer who was offering lessons and learn from this person. But nowadays, you can even go to YouTube and find a whole mess of drum lessons there without even having to leave your own household. And the amazing things that are afforded to us by the advent of the internet are amazing. And that's just one example. I'm talking about many other things. If you want to do research on the Constitution, if you want to do research on the history of the church, if you want to do research on world wars and whatnot, it is all available at the fingertips. But the knowledge I want to talk about is the knowledge of God. I've been doing youth ministry now for quite some time now, and I have seen that there are many college students that like to fill their head with a lot of knowledge, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, I encourage it. But one of the things that happens is that you see a sincere desire in many college students' hearts, to want to be more Christ-like. They want to live a better Christian life, and this is a term that is commonly used. They tell me, "Gio, I want to be more like Christ. I want to be able to live more like Christ would have me live, because I know that there are things that I fall short in on a day-in and day-out basis. How can I do this?" And one, as a youth leader, you guide them in the proper steps to do so. But somewhere along the line, that direction gets skewed, where it gets to a point where all they acquire is knowledge. If you listen to our radio programs, any radio program that you might find in your spare time in the car or whatnot, you find that there's a lot of good theologians out there, for example. There's a lot of good people that they know a lot about the Bible. They understand a lot of theology, and they can practically quote Bible left and right. They can quote any verse off the top of their mind because this is all they've been studying throughout all of their lifetime. But what happens? Many times you will notice that on these programs or on these articles that these individuals write, I'm not saying everyone, but at least the majority, these things are a point of argument for them. What do I mean? They take these topics, and what they do with them is that they start arguments, and they're not edifying. What do I mean by this? I was listening to a talk show host the other day on a radio program, and certain people were asking him certain questions, theological questions, because there was a caller called in who disagreed with his point of view on a certain part of scriptures. I can't get too in-depth about that conversation right now. But one of the things that the talk show host did was downplay the person's intelligence. What do I mean by that? He said, how do you not know this? A person who professes to be a Christian, how is it that you not know this? And in essence, he called the other person an ignorant, an ignoramus. He called him a baby when it came to Christianity, when all he was doing was refuting a point because he disagreed with him. See, that's not the way to do things. If God has entrusted you with this knowledge, it is for you to share it with others. Now that you are in your universitarian years, now that you are in college, you understand that you will acquire more knowledge. But let me give you this idea. Why don't you go out and acquire more wisdom? The Bible says that this is truly a great thing. When you search out for wisdom from God, you must tie this, you must bind this to your neck. We see that, we find this in Proverbs. And you can acquire all of the knowledge in the world, but that will not save your soul, ladies and gentlemen. I know so many individuals that are so great when it comes to Bible knowledge. They can quote Bible, I mean, till the dawn, till the dusk, any point, they can quote any verse. But yet their heart is not changed. Their heart is not Christ-like. You see, at the end of the day, I would rather be more Christ-like than to acquire all this knowledge. And some of you might ask, well, Gio, I need knowledge to get ahead in life. I need knowledge to make something for myself. If I don't have this information, I can't give my family what they need and whatnot. And that's absolutely fine, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be something else, there's no inferiority in human sacrifice and work, because this is what you do to provide your family with the sustenance that they need on a day-by-day basis. There's nothing wrong with that, with whatever it is that you do. But the more knowledge that we acquire, sometimes it makes us so prideful that we're not willing to admit that we're wrong. It does something to us that we say, we have acquired all of the knowledge in the world, and therefore I don't need to learn anymore. And that's the wrong attitude to take, ladies and gentlemen. So when you are in this moment that you find yourself studying in the universities and whatnot, and you've got a lot of professors tugging at you to say, you need to learn more, you need to learn more, you need to learn more about the world around you, you need to be very careful with what it is that you take in, because not everything is good. Not everything is sane. You have to understand that God wants us to live more Christ-like. Look, that in the end, this will take care of everything else. What do I mean? If you focus your efforts on trying to be more like Christ, to become in the image of Christ, which is the ultimate goal for any Christian, you will find that all these things they file themselves into place. Christ takes care of our hearts if we entrust our life to Him. That is the way it works. He takes care of us. Jesus Himself tells us in the Gospels, if the fowls of the air don't need to worry about what they are going to eat for the day, because they understand that their Heavenly Father takes care of them, how much more would your Heavenly Father take care of you? So if we entrust our life in Christ's hands, you will notice that He will take care of you. No one will be able to take you for a ride. Why? Because He gives you wisdom to be able to deal with everyday aspects of life. That is the way it works. And furthermore, knowledge will not get you into heaven. That is the ultimate point here, ladies and gentlemen. Knowledge will not get you into heaven. Listen to what Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 and on say. Jesus says, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said likewise. He answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go. Which one of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believed him, and when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him. Ladies and gentlemen, these individuals, the Pharisees and all these religious individuals, they should have understood the time of Jesus' coming. They were more responsible for this because they understood the Torah, they understood the Pentateuch much better. They understood the Old Testament much better than the average lay folk did. But yet, harlots and tax collectors believed sometimes knowledge will clout your mind. Too much of it, too much of this, too many ideologies in your mind at the same time could make you so prideful and believe that you have so much in your possession that it will not allow you to grow spiritually. And therefore, you cannot get into heaven. Why? Because, like I said beforehand, I know of a lot of talk show hosts, I know of a lot of individuals who have a lot of Bible in their head, but yet their heart has not been transformed. It has not been made into the image of Christ. And that is the most important thing. And this is what I want to leave you with. Before you go to sleep at night, make sure that you pray and you have a moment with God alone. And if your vision, if you have wanted to acquire more knowledge, which again, I have said, there's nothing wrong with that, you need to change your mentality to one of, let me acquire knowledge, to let me be more Christ-like. Let my heart be transformed. And you see, when we understand this and when we truly accept this as fact, you will notice that Christ will truly begin to change your life. And it will manifest itself in your decision making. It will manifest itself in your surroundings, in your family life, in your studies, in the way you think, in the way you act. It will change automatically everything, because if we put Christ at the center of our heart, everything will automatically change. Remember what the Bible says, that we are new creatures in Christ. Therefore, everything has been left behind. The old man has been left behind, and now we are made new through the sacrifice of Christ. So make sure to keep that in mind next time you say, I'm going to acquire all of the knowledge of the world. No, you want to become more Christ-like. That is your ultimate goal as a Christian. Everything else will be added unto you. Again, I'd like to thank you for downloading this podcast. Please share this with your friends. We do this so that truth may arrive at everyone's ears. We live in a day and age where myths and lies are spreading like wildfire, and we as Christians must do something to offset this. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us that we must always have a defense for the faith that was given once to the saints, and we must do this as good stewards of God's word. Again, visit our website, www.lwym.org. If you live in the vicinity of Miami, Florida, please visit us on a Friday-by-Friday basis. You can check out our schedule in our website under the schedule tab, and we will let you know what it is that we are doing on a Friday-by-Friday basis. The address and all the info is on our website. Until next week, I hope you join me again. May the Lord shine his face upon you.